It's 20 years tomorrow since Australia led the international force into East Timor in the wake of the devastating violence waged by pro-Indonesian militias. But it's not just the Timorese who were the victims. Many war veterans have paid a heavy personal price for the trauma and killings they witnessed. Now a unique tour run by a former platoon leader is taking war vets back to help them confront and heal from the past. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports, and a warning, there are some graphic details.
Got a whole lot of militia coming across the border.
On a remote hillside in Timor's south, a group of war veterans remember a young soldier shot dead near here 2 decades ago.
I came here last year for the first time in about 18 years.
Leonard Manning, a New Zealander, was part of the Interfet force that deployed to Timor 20 years ago as Indonesian-backed militias waged a campaign of violence against the Timorese. They shot Private Manning in the head during an ambush and slashed his throat. His superior, then Warrant Officer Phil Burgess, found his body and is still racked by self-blame.
I feel guilty about a lot of things. I guess I did what most soldiers do, you just push it aside and get on and try to forget.
For years, Phil Burgess has struggled even to talk about the death. He was only recently diagnosed with PTSD. Veterans Care, an Australian non-government organisation, estimates 1 in 6 Interfet personnel, most of them Australian, have suffered PTSD or some other mental trauma as a result of their deployment. An estimated 200 Australians or more out of the 30,000 or so who've served in East Timor since 1999 later killed themselves.
There's still a hell of a lot of veteran suicide in Australia. There's a lot of broken families.
Michael Stone, a former Interfet platoon commander, knows firsthand the impact that military service can have on mental health.
Myself, I had really, really bad, horrific nightmares for 10 years. Episodes of psychosis where I was completely lost and like I was spiralling into an abyss.
Michael Stone says mental illnesses such as PTSD or depression have cost the careers of thousands of former Interfet personnel. Many struggle to find other meaningful jobs and end up on medication. It was only when he returned to Timor in a civilian role working for the Timorese that Michael Stone discovered a more meaningful way to heal.
Doing things that are creating an impact can reignite the fire in their belly, give them happiness and purpose, identity again.
Now, twice a year, he brings war vets to Timor on a tour called Timor Awakening that offers vets rehabilitation not only through group therapy, but by actively working with local communities. Within a few months this year, dozens of former vets have built a school from scratch for one small impoverished community at Same in Timor's south. Phil Burgess says the Timor Awakening tour has helped him find new meaning and purpose.
I had a lot of emotions. I was very angry, and probably angry for a long, long time. Would never forgive the Indonesians. Possibly through this program, I'm looking at doing that now.
And forgiving himself at the same time. This is Anne Barker in Dili, reporting for AM.